This is The State of Things from the American Tobacco Historic District. I'm Isaac Davey Aronson, in for Frank Stacio. During the Great Depression, the New Deal funded a project to collect the narratives of former slaves. Sarah Gudger came forward to give an account of her life as a slave in Buncombe County. It was a brutal story, a hard life, she said, of nothing but work, 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 under the constant threat of abuse. For a long time, she was believed to be one of a very few slaves in the mountains of North Carolina. But now, the deed to Sarah Gudger's ownership has been found, along with many others. And it's available to look at online. Buncombe County is starting an ambitious project to digitize its original slave records, and the county's residents are reckoning with a new story of its past. Jake Frankel wrote about this project for the Mountain Express, and he joins us now from WCQS in Asheville. Welcome, Jake.
Thanks, Isaac. Good to be with you.
So, how were these slave deeds found?
Well, the story starts about 13 years ago when a local real estate attorney by the name of Mark Rudow was researching the history of a parcel of land, and he noticed some names of people in this deed book, and he didn't know what to make of that, and he started asking around. He actually asked his wife about this, who is Deborah Miles. She is the director of the Center for Diversity Education at UNC Asheville, and she said, "Well, look, those were slaves. Human beings used to be considered property, and the transactions dealing with them were recorded at local register of deeds offices here and in other counties all over the South, right alongside things like heads of cattle and wagons." She saw a learning opportunity there, and she got some grant money to hire 20 high school students who spent some time poring through those big deed books, looking for more facts about the history of slavery in Buncombe County. They incorporated some of those results into a lesson plan that was then voluntarily used by some local public school teachers looking at the history of African Americans in Buncombe County. But these records still remained relatively unknown until more recently when Drew Reisinger won election as the Register of Deeds. Deborah reached out to him last year and wanted to talk to him about how they could make these historical records more known and put them out to the community to create more awareness of our history. Drew liked the idea and has since taken a lead on this and has apparently become the first Register of Deeds in the South to make these kind of records readily available online. And he says he's doing it as a government official, to try to own up and take responsibility for what the government did, which was essentially allow human beings to be bought and sold like property. And he also wants this to be a research tool, and particularly for folks out there who maybe are the descendants of slaves who want to find out more about their family history.
And this was his campaign platform, really, as a Register of Deeds, but to digitize records, but before he even knew that there were slave records there. Is that right?
That's right. You know, he's a younger guy. He's in his 20s. He's probably one of the youngest Register of Deeds in the state. And his whole campaign was based on the idea of digitizing as many records as possible and kind of bringing the office into the 21st century. And, you know, when he ran for office, he had no idea these kind of deeds existed. He said he was just absolutely shocked when Deborah Miles told him about this, that his initial reaction was, you know, oh, no, we just deal with things like property. We don't have anything about slaves. And it was a really eye-opening experience, even for him, to find out that, wow, you know, humans were considered property right here in Buncombe County. And you know, this is an area that a lot of folks have a false stereotype that slavery didn't really occur that much here, that this is something that happened in other states like Mississippi or on the coast where there are plantations and things like that. But this project is helping spark a better understanding of our own local history here that, you know, we did. We had thousands of slaves working in bondage here. And even though they weren't doing things like, you know, picking cotton, they were doing other things, you know, like they worked as cooks and farmers and tour guides and maids and blacksmiths. And they helped build a lot of the roads here that we still use today.
What has been the response in Asheville and in and around the county of folks to that fact? Because as you say, there has long been a sense in the mountains of North Carolina that unlike other parts of the state, they were not big slaveholding areas.
Well, I think the project and the resulting media coverage is spurring some really important dialogue about our own history and how to come to grips with it. You know, this is a place where we don't have really any public memorials or markers making note of the economic contributions of slaves here. And one of the things that's happening now is there's a push to maybe start looking at ways we can honor those residents and their contributions with things like memorials and plaques and things like that. Deborah Miles is pushing for there to be some kind of marker at the Vance Monument, which is right in downtown Asheville, honors Zebulon Vance. He was a governor of North Carolina during the Civil War, who grew up in Buncombe County. And the site of that Vance Monument actually used to be where slaves were bought and sold and tortured. And she's pushing for some kind of acknowledgement of that. Vance was also one of the biggest slave owners in Buncombe County. One of the records that the Register of Deeds Office has released recently is 1860 census data, and that shows all the slave owners in Buncombe County at that time and how many slaves they had. And the list reads like a who's who of the most prominent lauded figures in the area, names like Woodfin and Patton and McDowell, Baird, Weaver, Vance, Merriman, Reynolds. These are names that adorn our local streets and parks and buildings here. And there's folks now are starting to say, well, what about the slaves that did a lot of the hard work? You know, what about recognizing them and their contributions?
So how far along is this project now in terms of digitizing these deeds?
Well, they've got a lot of records up, but they're still finding them in things like wills, you know, and it's hard to say because they've got, just like other county courthouses and Register of Deeds offices across the South, they've got these huge storage facilities with just thousands of books. And the local Register of Deeds office is doing what they can to try to find as much history of slavery as they can to put it online, but they don't have the budget and the staff to really do what it takes to make it as comprehensive of a database as possible.
Well, and I gather that there are challenges as well because this information, not only is there a lot of it, but it's not organized in a way that you know, a historical researcher might prefer. I mean, as you were saying earlier, these names just sort of pop up among lists of lots of other things.
Right, right. Talking to local historians here, they're really thrilled that the ball is rolling and that some of these records are online. But there's definitely some kinks in the system that the county's still working out. Local historians and also Drew Reichens for Register of Deeds is also pushing for other government officials, other Register of Deeds across the state and across the whole South to digitize their records. Because these humans were bought and sold across county lines and state lines so frequently, folks are thinking that it'll be a much stronger historical and educational tool if the database is much bigger and can be combined with other counties and other states. Drew Reisinger recently wrote a letter to the North Carolina Association of Register of Deeds, letting him know about the project and encouraging other folks to follow suit. And he said, you know, he got a lot of responses from other Register of Deeds that had no idea that these records were even in their storage facilities, just like he didn't when he took office. But he said he got a positive response, and some folks out there in other counties are going to look at doing a similar thing.
Well, Jake, thanks so much for being here and telling us about this project.
Thanks, Isaac.
Jake Frankel is a reporter for the Mountain Express. You can go to our website, wunc.org, to find links to these deeds and see a short documentary produced by Buncombe County. This is The State of Things. Just ahead, is America a melting pot or more of a tossed salad? What is interculturality, anyway? You're listening to The State of Things from North Carolina Public Radio, a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill.